Mark Rydell, Book 5, Chapter 1 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. The Venerable Ethelwald succeeded the man of God Cuthbert in the exercise of a solitary life which he spent in the Isle of Fame before he became a bishop. After he had received the priesthood, he consecrated his office by deeds worthy of that degree for many years in the monastery which is called Ithrapum, to the end that his merit and manner of life may be the more certainly made known, I will relate one miracle of his, which was told me by one of the brothers for and on whom the same was wrought, to wit, Guthfried, the venerable servant and priest of Christ, who also afterwards, as abbot, presided over the brethren of the same church of Lindisfarne, in which he was educated. I came, says he, to the island of Fame, with two others of the brethren, desiring to speak with the most reverend Father Ethelwald, having been refreshed with his discourse, and asked for his blessing. As we were returning home, behold, on a sudden, when we were in the midst of the sea, the fair weather in which we were sailing was broken, and there arose so great and terrible a tempest, that neither sails nor oars were of any use to us, nor had we anything to expect but death. After long struggling with the wind and waves to no effect, at last we looked back to see whether it was possible, by any means at least, to return to the island whence we came. But we found that we were on all sides alike cut off by the storm, and that there was no hope of escape by our own efforts. But looking further, we perceived on the island of Fame our Father Ethelwald, beloved of God, come out of his retreat to watch our course, for hearing the noise of the tempest and raging sea, he had come forth to see what would become of us. When he beheld us in distress and despair, he bowed his knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in prayer for our life and safety, and as he finished his prayer, he calmed the swelling water in such sort that the fierceness of the storm ceased on all sides, and fair winds attended us over a smooth sea to the very shore. When we had landed and had pulled up our small vessel from the waves, the storm, which had ceased a short time for our sake, presently returned and raged furiously during the whole day, so that it plainly appeared that the brief interval of calm had been granted by heaven in answer to the prayers of the man of God, to the end that we might escape. The man of God remained in the Isle of Fame 12 years and died there, but was buried in the church of the blessed Apostle Peter in the Isle of Lindisfarne, besides the bodies of the aforesaid bishops. These things happened in the days of King Aldfrid, who after his brother Egfrid ruled the nation of the Northumbrians for 19 years. The end of Chapter 1 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.